I have learned in whatsoever state I am, in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And that's not talking about whatever state of the 50 states I've learned in whatever, if I'm in Missouri to be content, or Virginia to be content, or Arkansas or Texas or whatever, but I guess that would go along with that, wouldn't it? But I have learned in whatsoever state I am, whatever the situation is, amen, whatever is going wrong or whatever's going right, to be content. Amen. It's not that our discontentment is because we lack so much. Come on, church. In this world we live in, amen, it's not because we're so poor and have nothing the reason we're discontent for as a whole, our society and everything. The reason people are discontent many times is it's a heart issue. Amen. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 15 and verse number 16, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Amen. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord. I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. God is pleased with contentment. Amen. God is displeased with murmuring and complaining. It doesn't please God when we complain. Listen to me, young people. Amen. We need to have a heart of thanksgiving, and even all the way down to, amen, the youngest that can understand right here, we're blessed people. Amen. Just a generation ago or two generations ago, amen, people wouldn't have drove nice cars and had air conditioner, and a lot of times, you know, it was situations where everybody didn't have their own home, and people would be living, you know, and different types of settings, and it wasn't like we have it today, so to speak. And you can see the cars that we drive up in, late model vehicles and different things like that, but it seems like we thank God, or we have, amen, a heart of gratitude less and less. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. And it says, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Jesus told them there on the Sermon of the Mount, and the Sermon on the Mount, he said, how many of y'all can, by taking thought, add a cubit to your stature? Amen. Can you grow just by thinking about it? You cannot do it. But, and he said, why, if you can't do those things that, you know, would in so many ways matter more, how come you worry, amen, about the other things? And he said, amen, that the grass, the lilies of the field, they don't toil or spin. Amen. They don't sew clothes together and worry so much about this. And he said, consider the birds of the air. They don't build barns and gather and store. And he said, but God feeds every one of them. And he clothes the grass, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven. Amen. The Bible here says godliness with contentment is great gain. The Bible teaches us to be content. The Bible teaches us to be content with what we have and to be thankful. And I believe if we have a heart of thanksgiving, listen to this, in everything, while you're in that, amen, give thanks. If we give thanks for things, it will create a contentment. It brings a contentment. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the Bible is teaching us to have contentment. I believe it comes along with thanksgiving. Now, the Bible said in everything give thanks. Amen. Everything we go through, everything we've been through, we can find something to give thanks to God for. And I believe that when the devil came against Job, can you imagine? You know, the devil's plan was to cause a division between Job and God. That was the whole purpose. Amen. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, does Job fear God for naught? You've set a hedge about him and said, you touch what he has and said, he'll curse you to your face. God said, go out and you, everything he has is in your hand, but don't touch him. And the Bible said that, you know what happened? He lost everything. He lost all his children. Amen. Lost all his wealth in just a day while the messenger was talking, all that. But can you imagine, put yourself, I don't really do this, but think about the devil, what he was thinking. He's standing there watching. And the Bible said that Job, amen, shaved his head, I believe it was, and sat down in ashes and said, the Lord hath gave and the Lord hath taken away. And then what does he say? What does he say? Blessed. He begins to praise God. He begins to thank God. I mean, the devil just wasted all this time and effort because Job still has a heart of thanksgiving. Can you imagine how the devil felt when what his plan, what he thought was going to happen was Job was going to curse God because he had lost everything. See, man, so many times all of their relationship with God depends on that. Their surroundings, how everything's going on. But I don't want to be that way, church. Amen. We don't need to be that way. It's not God's will. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. What do you mean praising God, Job? You have nothing to praise God for. You've just lost everything. Amen. We do have something to praise God for. Psalms 105 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. His wonders, the judgments of his mouth. Remember, amen. I believe that God's given us, amen, a memory to remember. And I thank God for that. Help us, Lord. Oh, give thanks. You know, Psalms is a song book. And it was their songs. And so this psalm right here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, it starts out. It goes down and talks about Abraham. It talks about how they was few when they were but a few in number. We're few in number here tonight. Amen. It's not for no other reason than people just out probably the holiday and Wednesday night. But, you know, when we're few in number, he's still saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. He said they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it. But still give thanks unto the Lord. I'm talking about in everything, everything. He goes on, he said they came into a famine. Amen. He talks about Joseph in verse 17. Amen. His feet were hurt with fetters and iron, but still give thanks in everything. That's what this psalm is talking about. Amen. And talking about God bringing him out. Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he turned their heart to hate his people. Amen. All of those years. I'm talking this psalm here. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. How are we going to thank God for all them beatings in Egypt? Amen. We can thank God for what he's done. In everything, give thanks. Praise the Lord. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtilely with his servants, Moses and Aaron, whom he had chosen. He sent signs, all these things. We can praise God and thank God for his mighty and wonderful works. Psalms 150 talks about, amen, praise the Lord for his wonderful works. Amen. All that God's done, we can think about things God's done in our life. Amen. I could testify about wonderful things, amazing things that God's done, that I've seen God do for me personally, that I've seen God do through our ministry. Amen. By his grace and just somehow did it. Amen. I could tell of things God's done in this church. I could tell of things that God's done, wonders. Amen. Mighty wonders you could tell. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. We don't have to. Amen. I never saw one time, even though there was a rebuke, I never saw one time Jesus in Luke chapter 17 sending his disciples say, hey boys, you go down there and get them nine lepers, you find them down there and you tie them up and you bring them down here and you put them down at my feet and you make them tell me thank you and you make them come down here. You know, praise God. I want to be a person where it's easy to say thank you. Where it's immediate to say thank you. Amen. Realizing our unworthiness. Praise God. You know, have you ever been around somebody that you just kind of got the idea that they deserved what you was doing for them, or that they thought they deserved what you was doing for them? Have you? And don't raise your hand and don't point your finger, please, in case somebody was here. But I'm just saying, none of us are deserving. None of us are deserving of God's goodness. The Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Amen. God's pleased when we thank Him. It pleased God when that one came back and thanked Him. The Bible tells us in Colossians 1 and 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. An inheritance. God has given us an inheritance. Praise God. He could have given it to anybody else, but He gave it to us. He chose us. In chapter 3 and verse 15 of Colossians, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Praise God. I want to thank God. I want to praise Him for everything He's done. Let's stand together tonight. We'll take up the offering before we go. Praise the Lord. We haven't taken up offering. CJ, we got a volunteer right here. He's going to take up offering for us. All right. Amen. Appreciate everybody being here in service tonight. Hope everybody, amen.